Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you here this morning on this foggy Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush. Randy Melzer, good morning.
Back again.
It's good to have you here. And we have a great show this morning, Randy. Our guest this morning is Mary Lou Vandehei, is the new chair of our chapter, and she has a great background, and she's very qualified to be our chair. And we're going to be talking about the SCORE chapter and asking Mary Lou questions about our SCORE activities and some of the needs of the SCORE chapter as we get into the show. Before we get there, though, we'd just like to remind you that the BizTalk program is brought to you each week by the SCORE chapter of the Fox Cities. And you can visit our website at foxcities.score.org for the chapter. But if you'd like to visit the BizTalk radio program website, that's at biztalkwithscore.com.
Correct.
And, Randy, you got your laptop fired up this morning, so if someone right. wants to email a question or a comment, you can catch it.
Right. Just go out to the website and click on comments, and we'll be able to pick up your information. And if you, otherwise, please give us a call because, like I said, we are going to be talking about SCORE today, some of the things that are going on in the Valley and throughout the counties. And so if you have any questions, this is a great time to get them answered.
Yep. And I'll give you the phone numbers in a moment. But first, we'd just like to tell you that the SCORE chapter is headquartered at the Chamber Building in Appleton. We service an eight-county area, starting in Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac, and we're going to be talking a little bit this morning about that area and where we'd like to grow the chapter and perhaps look for some volunteers to help us do that. The SCORE chapter is really an organization that's started about 1965. It's affiliated with the SBA, and it's a national organization consisting of approximately 13,000 mentors, volunteers who help business owners start and grow their businesses. Using their expertise, these mentors provide free counseling service. So if you're interested in starting a business or you have a business and you have a question about how do I get financing or what's my accounting supposed to look like, or if you're like me and you don't understand the tweeting and the social networking going on, SCORE is a great resource for you, and you can find out more about that and actually apply for a mentoring session online at foxcities.score.org, or you can call the SCORE chapter at the local chamber building at 734-7101.
And the other good thing, Tony, is that all of the SCORE counseling is free.
It's all free.
So, you know, for your benefit, that way you can get some very, very qualified people at a price that's free.
And we'll be going through the qualifications, skill sets, and orientation process that mentors go through in their conversation with Mary Lou in just a little bit. But, Randy, SCORE also does more than just mentoring. We have seminars. We have other training things going on. Tell us what's coming up in the next few weeks or couple of months.
All right. Well, the first thing coming up, we want to remind everybody about it, is coming up very quickly, and that is going to be on the 27th of November, talking about a subject, of course, that's near and dear to everybody's hearts.
Very timely right now.
Right. That's taxes and tax planning for 2012 and 2013. I mean, we know that it's still going to be some question marks depending on what everything comes out of Washington, but there are a lot of things that you can work with right now and that you need to know. So for that particular program, we have Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs, who is going to be doing that program. It is, as I said, on the 27th. It'll be from 3 until 5 in the afternoon, and it will be down at the SCORE office at the Fox Cities Chamber Building, and that's at 125 North Superior Street. We would ask that you go out to our website, click on the information regarding upcoming seminars, and register for that program. It is $35, and it's filling up very quickly. So
and
we
that,
are looking for a lot of people.
That website is foxcities.score.org.
Correct. Yep. Or use the BizTalk website. Also, we have a link from there where you can get where you can do the registrations as well. And like I said, it's going to be talking about a lot of things about the upcoming tax year. Any business owners, potential business owners who want to manage their personal and business tax situations should really plan on attending this one.
So. And Kurt's also going to be talking about something a lot of folks don't realize, but he told me in preparation for this seminar that there are laws that still haven't been finalized for 2012.
Right, right.
So he's pretty much on top of these things. I really would encourage anyone who has an interest in doing some tax planning and budgeting for 2013 and figuring out, should I do something this year or should I wait to do it in 13? this would be the kind of seminar you want to attend.
Absolutely.
Now, Randy, also Simple Steps is something that's coming up.
Right. This is a program that the Fox Valley SCORE chapter has been doing now for over a year. We have a new program coming up again. It is rescheduled for January the 17th, 2013. That'll be the first session of a five-session program. At that particular session, we talked to a lot of people about what it's about like to start a business, who should be involved, how you go about it, what you need to know, and then go on for four additional sessions after that, and those four will be scheduled for February. But the first program is on January 17th, 2013. It will be held at the Copper Rock Cafe in downtown Appleton. The price for that is $25, and then it's $25 for each additional program after that. So plan on the entire package is $125, but it's well worth it. We cover everything from start to finish on what you need to know to start your business and to develop your business plan.
Now, the first session is a general session.
Correct.
And then the four sessions following cover what topics?
They're very specific. One is on business concepts. In other words, should I be an LLC? Should I be a corporation, an S-Corp, C-Corp, sole proprietorship? The second one is on marketing, which covers a lot of detail, including social marketing and e-marketing programs. We then also do a program that Mary Lou does involve with in financial planning, mm-hmm. and what is all involved in the paperwork and how to get the numbers on paper. And then, of course, we have the final one, which is a question that everybody wants to know the answer to, and that's where do I find the money?
The pot of gold.
The funding program and how you have to prepare for that. So when we get all done, yeah, we've given you the opportunity to do the preparation and know what you're going to need to start your business.
And all this information is on our website at foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Can go out there and look at that and get a preview of what the programs are all
right.
About.
The Simple Steps package will be coming up shortly. It's not up on the air on the website just yet, but you can register for the Kurt Haling's tax session.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks, Randy. That's a lot of good information about the SCORE chapter. And visit our website often because there are things that come up and they're held and they're helpful to you. And we want you to be as well prepared as you can be to be successful in your business. We'd also like to thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. And those sponsors include Associated Bank. We thank them for their long sponsorship, and they are the one of the top SBA producers in the state and actually in the nation. So if you're looking for financing, consider applying to Associated Bank for your business loan. We also want to thank Albertson Haling CPA Firm for being a sponsor of BizTalk. Also Lakeview Credit Union with three offices in Neenah. Two offices in Neenah, one's on South Oneida Street in Appleton. And we also want to thank Herling Clark Law Firm for being a legal sponsor this year. All these sponsors bring on an expert in their field once a quarter. So if you're listening to BizTalk on a regular basis, you're going to hear from a financial person or a legal person or an accounting person, and you can call in and ask questions about those areas. Can't get into real specifics with your business, but you can ask general questions. And then we also want to thank the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called Business News. And for $20 a year, if you're in business, you should subscribe to it. There's very relevant information. Every 2 weeks you get the periodical, but it's business information of what's going on in East Central Wisconsin and how can that impact your business. And the last one is actually eBiz Results, who helped us prepare our website for BizTalk. We want to thank Mike Pulvermacher and his team in Oshkosh. They did a great job. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll introduce Mary Lou Vandehei. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. And our guest this morning is Mary Lou Vandehei. Mary Lou is the new chair chapter of the Fox City SCORE chapter, and we're very happy to have her here in the studio this morning. Mary Lou's been a member of the SCORE chapter for, 2 weeks. Now we made you the chair or something like that.
I think about 3 years.
Yeah, you've done a great job, and we're really glad to have you here this morning, Mary Lou. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what's your interest in SCORE.
Okay, I am from the Valley. So I grew up here from, not actually in Appleton, but west of Appleton for pretty much my whole life. I went to the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh and had a got my accounting degree. From there, I started working professionally with Kimberly-Clark in, well, I won't say what year that was, but it was a while ago.
You had a great career at Kimberly-Clark.
Yes, I started in the auditing function, which was a great experience for me because at that time we had lots of different divisions, which were like small woodland little operations, mm-hmm. so just out there cutting wood and mm-hmm. running the logs through the cutters. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went into cost analysis in the consumer division at the Lakeview Mill in Neenah. There, I did a lot of product costing, capital investment kind of analysis with ROI and payback, that kind of information. From there, I moved to Southern California and worked in the accounting field there. I was the county manager, which included both cost analysis as well as the accounting folks. And then I moved back to the Neenah area and worked on a project. It was a systems project which addressed the trucking industry because at that time the trucking industry was deregulated. Mm-hmm. And so the environment, the business environment, went from a situation where all the trucking firms had to use the set rates set up by the federal government to completely an entrepreneurial, here we go, let's bargain our rates. So at that point, we really had to kind of look at what our business did and how the trucking industry worked because the products there were light for most trucking and rail uses. So cubulization was a big part of it, setting up rates and learning about backhauls and how we could make our own business work as well as integrate that with outside companies to be efficient.
Now, in addition to all of that, your husband had his own business.
Yes.
So you are an entrepreneur's wife and a part entrepreneur.
I am.
So I imagine knowing your husband, you probably had a few suggestions for him along the way about return on investment and how to counsel him and mentor him, which helped to sharpen your skills when you work with clients in a SCORE chapter now.
Yes.
And you, as Randy mentioned in the opening of the show, you do make that presentation in the Simple Steps program on the accounting program. And you do a great job.
Thanks.
You do a great job.
Mary Lou, could you kind of, you got your background all the way up to the last couple of weeks now, but could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with SCORE? How did you end up, with this group of people?
Okay, well, after I left Kimberly-Clark.
We needed a leader.
After I retired from Kimberly-Clark, my first 2 years was pretty much spent realizing that my house needed a lot of painting and upgrading. So I did that and kind of caught up with life for a bit. And then I said, what am I really interested in? How can I give back? And so I really kind of looked around for different organizations, and I am a listener of WHBY. So I was listening to the Biz Talk show and thought, I think that's something I could give back to. So I got I think I got online and found the website and applied, and here I am.
Great. That was a great day because I was just with Mary Lou the other day at the SCORE office with a client, mm-hmm. and we were interviewing this young client and her husband. And while we were waiting for them to come in, I asked Mary Lou, how busy are you? And she said, I'm so busy. She said, I don't know if I'll ever catch up. So it is true, people retire, but they get busier in retirement than they were.
Absolutely. Mary Lou, you took over as the chapter chairman for SCORE as of the 1st of October.
Yes.
And you want to tell us a little bit about what that's like and then kind of take us along where you're looking at for SCORE Fox Cities right now for the year, what your plans are.
Okay, I had been the administrator for the chapter, so I was pretty familiar with how the background of how the operational part of it worked. But I was really looking to step forward and take the chapter into an area where we can develop our southern counties because we are an 8-county chapter. We have Outagamie, Waupaca, Calumet, Winnebago, Walshera, Marquette, and Fond du Lac counties.
And Green Lake.
So the three southern counties really need to be developed. We have requests for mentoring come in for them, but we don't have enough mentors to really service that area well without really driving a lot of miles.
You want to have a presence down there, Mary Lou.
We do.
Yeah.
And we do three kinds of counseling. We do face-to-face, which is probably our highest level of counseling. We also do telephone, and then you can go onto our website, and we do email counseling. So we are a kind of organization that you can reach us wherever you are, but most people like to sit down and go face-to-face because there's just a lot of questions that come up in starting a business.
If you have a question for Mary Lou or anything about the SCORE chapter, or if you have a business and you have a question about your business, please feel free to call us this morning. You can reach us at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you could reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150.
Okay, Mary Lou, you said we're looking to recruit volunteers, people like yourself and Tony and myself and the other 40 people that we already have right now. What kind of people, what kind of backgrounds are we looking for that, you know, that people have if they're thinking about becoming a SCORE chapter volunteer?
We're interested in all individuals who have backgrounds in business. When you really want to start a new branch, you particularly need people who have marketing backgrounds, people who have some kind of computer communications backgrounds, as well as financial. We would love to have lawyers who can step up and help us, especially with, you know, individual legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, we would really like to have a setup where if you have a pro bono area of your organization that could just help us with individual questions, because we have a lot of different kinds of mentoring needs.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you are an individual who is working full-time, but you do want to give back, if you don't have the time to give, say, 15 hours a month to an organization, but you would like to give back as you can, for example, in the legal field, if someone just has a question about something, a mentor could call you and just say, is this something that, you know, you can just give us direction, we know how to go, or is this something that really you need to sit down and get some formal legal advice?
Okay.
I think it's important, Mary Lou, that's a great point, because let's make a distinction for the listening audience and anybody who's thinking of being a mentor. When we're a mentor, we're not doing the task for the client. Your example of the legal people, if we had some attorneys in our chapter as members of our chapter, we wouldn't expect them to provide legal advice to the client for free.
Right.
As accountants, we don't, or financial people, we don't do the spreadsheets for the people. What is the distinction between being a mentor and being an advisor or a consultant, a paid consultant?
Okay, well, for example, when you start up a business, one of the decisions you need to make is, are you going to operate as a sole proprietor, an LLC, an S-corp, or a C-corp? In doing so, what we will advise you on, we'll look at what kind of business you're starting, what kind of liability the business has, but we do not have and do not want to have all of the other things that you're involved in. We do not want to know your personal financial situation. But all of that needs to be taken into account as far as what you're putting at risk in the business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you really need to go to an accountant and a lawyer and set the organization up so that they can see the total picture and what you have on the line.
Okay.
So we'll provide guidance and inspiration and suggestions, and we all have networks, and we team up on working with a client. Randy's a marketing person, and Mary Lou, you're an accounting person. So if a marketing person has an accounting question, Randy may call you, and you would join him in a meeting with the client to help the client. But we don't do the work for them.
That's right.
We're going to have to take a quick break right here and let the sponsors have a little say, and then we'll come back on the other side. We'll give out those phone numbers again.
Yeah, I've got about four or five leading questions.
So. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Tony Bush here, Randy Melzer, and our guest this morning is Mary Lou Vandehei. Mary Lou is the chapter chair for the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're very happy to have her on the show this morning. And we're talking about volunteering for the SCORE chapter, becoming a member of the SCORE chapter in the different capacities. Randy, you had a question before the break you'd like to follow up with.
Yeah, this is kind of a leading question because I know the answer, but I just want to ask it anyway. One of the misconceptions about SCORE is that we all have to be retired executives. Is that true, or how has that changed?
Well, it's not true. We really are looking, especially now, for people who have some very specific skills. So if you're in the field of social media, website development, those are fields that we really need expertise in the chapter right now, so we'd love to have you come join us. And as I was saying before, we have different kinds of membership. Most of our people do mentor, so they work with people one-on-one, although some people specifically just email mentor. So if you do go onto our website, you can go to the website and look at all the backgrounds of people, and mm-hmm. you will, if say you have a specific question, you can look at their background and just sign on for a mentoring session with the person of the specific need that you have.
Okay.
But we also have people who are specialists who don't mentor with people one-on-one, but they do things like administrative work, do our website development work, work on the education committee to just help with the marketing of it. And we do need someone in our marketing area right now. We've had some people retire from it, organization.
Yeah. Yep. Turnover. Yep.
So, I mean, when you get to be 85, they for some reason they think they don't want to volunteer anymore. I don't really get that, but, so we've had some recent retirements. But so people do stay with us for a long time. But, yes, we are really looking more. As the business community needs develop, we know we need those same skills in the chapter.
What is the marketing person? What are you looking for? What are the tasks that person would be responsible for?
If marketing is really kind of a two-prong task for the chapter. One is to just develop our internal marketing plan to develop the areas so that people know about us. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we most often get a comment on is SCORE is a great resource, but you need to get your name out there because the resources that you provide to the community and to the business entrepreneurs is free, and the backgrounds that you have are just excellent for helping a new business start up.
So creating an awareness out there, and then also communicating with some mediums like the newspaper or radio, or helping to get the ads and promote things.
Right, doing the operations part of marketing. So not only just have the ideas of what do we want to do, but then actually going out and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also need people, a marketing area that gets more volunteers themselves into the organization. So we do use like the Volunteer Center and as well as this show to promote.
Some recruiting.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so you're out there and you're interested in becoming a SCORE volunteer. What do I do next?
You can do two things. You can call our office at the Fox City's Chamber, or you can go onto our website, which is www.foxcities.score.org. And on there, on the upper right-hand side, is a link that says volunteer. So if you want to jump in there, it kind of gives you a background of what volunteers do. And there's an application form that you just fill out right there, and we'll receive that, and we'll get in touch.
Okay.
Mary Lou, can you give us a little bit of oversight or kind of a global overview of what sort of activities the SCORE chapter is involved in terms of meeting with clients? When our volunteer mentors, we get a call. Tony Bush wants to get some assistance with marketing. And I go to foxcities.score.org. I click on the request for mentoring assistance. I fill out the sheet. I put a couple sentences in there describing what my specific needs are, and then I hit the send button. That goes to the central office. The people in the administration role will process that, and then they'll assign that to a mentor.
Right. And what happens?
How many of those go on every year?
Oh, we get about, in the Appleton area, we get about 35 people who request services each month.
Each month.
Each month.
Okay.
And so what happens there is when we receive the request, we look at two things. What specifically are they asking for? Mm-hmm. And then second of all, what kind of business are they going into? Mm-hmm. So if you have someone who is, for example, going into a bakery, we have a person who does that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we would match that person up with the individual. But even when that person is matched, say their background is in the bakery and they've done more of the operations marketing part of it, if they need someone in a subsequent session that has financial background, then they may ask me to sit in with them and walk mm-hmm. through that piece of their business plan. So that's the first thing we do. We also get requests that are very specific. For example, someone may I recently had one where the individual wanted to know how to get a UPC code and to get the barcoding set up. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the request is very specific, and we can just answer that specific question and get back to them. We do try to set up a relationship with the person, because one thing that we know is more feedback on your business plan and how you're going forward is a very big sign of success. So we do encourage mentors and clients to have an ongoing relationship.
So that ongoing relationship can begin with a counseling session, but then there's a term in the chapter we use, follow-ons. That's a play right into the relationship.
Right. I mean, I have several clients right now who have their business up and going, and periodically, I'll get an email or a phone call and say, hey, I got this issue going. I wanted to bounce this idea off of you. What do
wow.
you think?
What a great resource for a business
absolutely.
Owner.
One of the I'm all set with a lot of leading questions today because, of course, I served as the chapter chair.
You were the chapter chair.
And so I know some of the answers and headaches that that position holds. But one of the favorite questions that we get, and Mary Lou, I'd ask you how you would answer this from a client, is, can I borrow money from SCORE? Do you have money for me?
And the answer to that is no.
Unfortunately.
Well, maybe fortunately. There are many sources of financing a business. So you can go from individual savings that they're bringing to the plan themselves, or you can get a variety of different kinds of loans. So we do have the information about what kinds of loans are out there. We work heavily with the Associated Bank and the SBA program. And there are also other things like the revolving loan program right now that the county offers. So we know the resources, but no, we do not physically give you the money.
And speaking of sources of money, you've hit on all of them, Mary Lou. I don't know that I've really found a reliable grant program yet where you can just go write a grant and get money to start your business. I just have not seen that. People always ask about that.
Yes.
And the reason they're asking is they've probably heard something. It's a sincere question.
Right.
But I really have not found a source for grants.
There are two places that I would recommend that someone would look for. The first is you go out to the Wisconsin.gov website and look under grants. They have a number of different programs that the state of Wisconsin would have available, but it's very limited, and you have to be very interested in writing because there's a lot of work involved.
It's usually for high-tech companies, too.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
And nonprofits.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one that's available would be to go out to the WIN portal, Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Network portal. They also have information about grants and so on that are available. The other place is there is a website. I don't have the exact name of it. I believe it is www.federalgrants.org. And if you look under federal grants, just Google up federal grants, you'll find this one. It has grants all over the country. Mm-hmm. But again, they're very specific. They're very task oriented when it comes to applying for mm-hmm. them. And unless you really have your ducks in a row,
right.
it's very hard to do.
Yeah, the other thing is there are various foundations out there that sponsor different grants from time to time. So just getting familiar with the foundations that are looking for different kinds of social programs that they can support You can go back, go to those foundations, and you'll see those grants come up from time to time, and you can get in touch with that organization directly.
Yeah, and the other, of course, another source of funding that people are finding all of a sudden right now is this crowdfunding program. Mm-hmm. And again, that is changing a lot. There's a lot of things involved in it. It's not something that you
Well, we're thinking
run
of doing a
do.
Seminar on that in the first
There's
quarter
one,
of
yeah,
next
probably
year
coming up in February.
So keep an eye on the foxcities.score.org website, because Randy's getting involved in that, and we're thinking of partnering with another organization here in the Valley and doing a seminar on a Saturday morning on crowdfunding. But Mary Lou, getting back to SCORE before we take our next break, just want to ask you another question. What sort of expectations would the SCORE chapter have if someone were to volunteer as a mentor working with clients?
The first thing we do is we bring you in just so you understand what kind of an organization we are. What we are not is a social organization. If you think that you just want to get to know people and go to a monthly meeting and socialize, that's the organization that we are not.
We do that, but we do much more. It's expected of us, right?
Right. We do some level of socialization. But one of the things that we do is we really expect people to give back. And so when you become a volunteer for us, if you're not a specialist, which we just discussed, and you are a mentor, you will probably meet with a client at least once a week. Mm-hmm. So you set up the appointment, you know, discuss with that person what they need, go find the information for them if that's the appropriate thing for you to do, although much of it is really just giving back based on your background and your experience. So you will be actively mentoring with individuals as well as serving on different committees that we have, because we do a lot of seminars and need support for those various things as well as various outreach and startup things.
Essentially, it boils down to 15 to 20 hours a week.
Yes.
Yeah, so almost part-time or something. But
A month.
I'm sorry. A month.
Not a week.
Yeah.
Although you can get there, we'll take that.
And we do have some fellas, gals who are doing a lot of work 15, 20 hours a week. But
yes,
it's 15 to 20 hours a month volunteer.
Yes.
Okay, with that correction, we'll take a break right now. I can go recover. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Mary Lou Vandehei, the chair of our chapter, SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And we've had a really good discussion about volunteering for the SCORE chapter. What is a member volunteer expected to do? What can they do? What's their time commitment? Randy, let's close it out with a final question about Final Act.
Okay, yes. You'd said one of your primary goals is to get the southern part of our district activated again. And, of course, that includes the Fond du Lac area as well as Green Lake, Washera, and Marquette counties. What's your goal and how do you want people to get to us on that?
We'd like to start a branch, at least one in the Fond du Lac area and potentially one out in Berlin so that people don't have so far to drive to come to our chapter meetings and so forth. But we would like to get a group of maybe 10 to 15 people that are interested and hopefully end up with 8 people who really can give a good amount of time to the organization to get it off the ground. So we need people who can set up into a leadership role, can kind of take the bull by the horns and grab onto it and develop not only the market there so that people know about SCORE and that we are in the area, but also people who can grow the organization itself. So we have started initial steps in the Fond du Lac area. We met with folks from the Horicon Bank down there, and as well as some interested mentors that some of our chapter members knew. So if you're looking to, you're thinking about how can you give back, you have a business background, please let us know. We will be developing an area, and you can listen to the show as well as to go on our website and let us know you're interested.
What's that website?
For the Fox Cities.
To inquire about being a member.
Would be to get a hold of us at foxcities.score.org. Thank you, Tony. I was thinking about something else.
Sure.
Because I was going to say, for those of you down in those areas, if you're a member of a service club or organization, Rotary, whatever, and would have an interest in finding out more about SCORE, we do have a presentation that we can do. We'd be more than happy to have one of our mentors come come down, talk to you, explain to you what it's all about. And if you have people that are members of your organization that want to get involved in something like that, we'd be more than happy to make those kinds of presentations. So again, to contact us there, you can do that at foxcities.score.org.
And our SCORE chapter does achieve greater success when we partner with companies in our localities, banks, credit unions, law firms, accounting firms. We do those, we use those resources when we partner with them, so we encourage that as well.
Right.
Mary Lou, we're coming up to the conclusion of our program, and as is our custom, we would like to know what your biz tip might be for the listening audience.
Okay, well, I'd like to give one on volunteering, and it's this. Whatever you do for yourselves dies with you when you die. Whatever you do for others lives on.
That is very good.
Okay, excellent.
That's very good. That's leaving a legacy. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Okay, I've got two quick things, if I got just a second.
Quick.
First thing, veterans, remember, you can take part in the SCORE programs. We have a number of special veterans programs, so please take a look at that and see what we can do, which includes a free attendance on all of our programs.
Yep.
So, again, that's one thing for veterans. And secondly, you hit on it a little bit, but anybody who is out there in business and is thinking about possibly being a sponsor for
yep.
the Biz Talk show,
yep.
please get in contact with us.
Well, we'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving that's coming up this coming week. And if you're going out on Black Friday, be careful because we don't want you to get hurt. But enjoy your Thanksgiving. Best wishes from the SCORE chapter.
And also, and, by the way, if you're out in the woods, please be careful. We'd like to have you back again so we can have
yep.
you as listeners.
If you're out in the woods, you probably don't have your radio on right now. But anyway, we want to also remind you that next week our guest is going to be Greg Curtis from the Hurley & Clark Law Firm. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
News Talk 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities, a Woodward radio station.